This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Promoters pleased with a huge response so far from patrons for the upcoming independence events. Government to roll out a community parenting program at the end of this month. Agrofest to be held in February next year. Suriname declares 2 days of national mourning after deadly mine collapse. And the New York governor says the U.S.-Canada border deadly blast was not a terrorist act. Good afternoon, I am Crystal J. Paul. The details to the news just ahead. Promoters report a significant increase in patrons purchasing tickets for upcoming independence events. President of the Entertainment Association of Barbados, Rudy Maloney, says he expects good response to the events planned.
For the month of November, there's a lot of activity, and I think it's doing very good for the country. A lot of visitors have a lot to do, a lot of events to attend. The events are really well presented. Imagine Weekend is starting on Friday this weekend, so it's going to be 6 major fantastic events, I must say. There's a lot of people calling to get information. There are people who are buying combos. They're choosing their events. Some people are trying to go to all. You know, so it's really good, fantastic weekend in the making. I think that's very good for the economy.
President of the Entertainment Association of Barbados, Rudy Maloney. Meantime, a director of Imagine Weekend, Justin Just J. King, says he expects more people to attend this year's event compared to last year. Mr. King also noted the international response has been overwhelming so far.
The response has been honestly amazing. It's our second year and sales are already looking better this year than even last year, which shows growth, you know, and interest from the masses. We've added 2 brand new events to the weekend, bringing a total of 6 events, and basically all of them are looking really good. Setup is underway and it's going smoothly, and honestly the response has been amazing from Barbados and beyond. You know, we've got a lot of people flying in for the weekend now. It's generating international interest. You know, obviously last year we had Rihanna and ASAP making an appearance, and you know, it was good. So we're looking forward to bigger and better things this year.
Director of Imagine Weekend, Justin Just J. King. A new parent education program will be rolled out at the end of this month as government continues to address the scourge of crime across Barbados. This was revealed by Minister in the Office of the Attorney General with responsibility for crime prevention, Corey Lane. He was speaking on the sidelines of the launch of the peace program at the Frederick Smith Secondary this morning.
One of the things that I want to have launched before the end of this month, though, is the National Community Parenting Program. We're working to roll that out with PARDOS and a number of other organizations. And just tomorrow, we're having a meeting with all the drug stakeholders in Barbados. And ladies and gentlemen, this still is just a sample of what the program is doing. And what the message I'm sending to Barbadians is that we recognize that crime is a very complex phenomenon, and we are approaching it in a very comprehensive manner.
He also gave an update on the National Peace Program. Mr. Lane said he is pleased with the progress so far.
Where we're at right now is I am quite satisfied with each of the pillars. When you look at public education and behavioral change, we've been working through a number of sport initiatives. I know you've heard about the Guns Gone, Gloves On. We had a very successful tournament in the New Orleans. We just launched one in Bush Hall. We're going up to St. Lucie next. So we had Love and Unity. We're now having One Love, and then we can have Bring Back the Love. I had some discussions with the Minister of Sports also. So Barbados, I want to put you on notice for a big, big tournament, very big tournament, big national tournament, something like what we had in the past. That's all I will say on that right now.
Minister in the Office of the Attorney General with responsibility for crime prevention, Corey Lane, in the lunchtime edition. The 17th edition of Agrofest will take place from February 23rd to the 25th next year. This was revealed during the launch of the annual agricultural exhibition at the Radisson Aquatica today. Speaking during the launch, Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul, said that they are hoping to see a record number of patrons attending the event next year.
We had overall about 64,000 persons, okay? And the way we said it was one of the best years is that we actually did extremely well online. This is the first year actually we did so well online in terms of ticket sales. So it was extremely good online, and we actually, you know, learned a lot over the years from the efforts, early efforts, and you know, it paid off last year.
BAS President Henderson Williams confirmed that plans are in place to ensure that next year's event is a success.
Agrofest
2024 promises to be the best ever. That's the word from the CEO. Largest numbers ever, most exhibitors ever, because we can't have the AgriFest without the exhibitors. And sometimes the question is asked, why you all just have these raids and stuff for kids and stuff like that? Is that agriculture? Of course it's agriculture, because getting the young children involved is all part of what we do.
BAS President Henderson Williams. The event will take place under the theme Securing Our Roots Through Agriculture at Queen's Park. Tech entrepreneurs will have the opportunity to access international markets through a United Kingdom partnership program. The six-month program will consist of 20 cohorts selected from Barbados, Bahamas, Trinidad, and St. Kitts. Speaking during the program launch, co-host of the event and founder of 10 Habitat, Selwyn Cambridge, says the project will expand the market across to entrepreneurs.
There are a lot of founders doing amazing things in the tech space. But access has always been a part of the biggest challenge. And so when you have initiatives like these that help to create the access for them to, one, get into new markets, but also to connect with other players in other jurisdictions, that only leads down to their success to be able to build capacity and expand their reach. And so that for me excites me the most about this, because creating access for founders is one of the fundamental pillars to their success.
Co-host of the event and founder of 10 Habitat, Selwyn Cambridge. First Caribbean International has donated $80,000 to the Caribbean Catastrophe Risk Insurance Facility, CRIF, SPC, to assist their efforts in enhancing disaster preparedness in several Caribbean countries. $75,000 will go towards enhancing monitoring systems, while the remaining $5,000 will support the agency's children's publication on hazards, disasters, and climate change. Chief Executive Officer of CRIF, Isaac Anthony, said the money will provide automated weather systems to four Caribbean territories.
I'm extremely pleased to be here to receive this donation from the First Caribbean International Comtrust Foundation, which will support two important initiatives to enhance disaster preparedness within our region. The bulk of the grant will be used to help enhance rainfall monitoring systems in four Caribbean countries, which will in turn enhance these countries' early warning systems and the ability to better prepare for hurricanes and severe rainfall events throughout the year.
CIBC's Chief Executive Officer Mark St. Hill said that the donation is a timely one and is in keeping with the bank's mandate to support communities that are vulnerable to national disasters. The government of Suriname has declared 2 days of national mourning today and tomorrow in connection with a Monday's tragic mining disaster, which claimed the lives of a number of illegal gold miners. The Suriname Police Force announced in an update that the death toll has risen from 14 to 15. The incident took place around 3 p.m. on Monday when a mine shaft collapsed at an area where gold miners were operating illegally, burying an unknown number of people. A man who survived the tragedy has been admitted to the intensive care unit of a hospital in the capital with serious injuries. A speeding car crashed and exploded in a deadly fireball on a U.S.-Canada border bridge, triggering a major security scare on the eve of Thanksgiving. Two people in the vehicle died and a U.S. border agent was injured, but New York's governor ruled out terrorism. The car was being driven from New York side of the border to Rainbow Bridge when it crashed at a checkpoint. The incident near Niagara Falls saw the closure of four bridges on the world's longest international border. Recapping the headlines. Promoters pleased with a huge response so far from patrons for the upcoming independence events. Government to roll out a community parenting program at the end of this month. AgriFest to be held in February next year. Suriname declares 2 days of national mourning after deadly mine collapse. And the New York governor says the U.S.-Canada border deadly blast was not a terrorist act. That was the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network Inc. is a member of the OCM Group. I am Crystal J. Paul. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.